My name is Virginia James, and I'm the soul behind Feminine Sage Wisdom. This is a recording of the weekly memo that you get on the blog. Now, even though FSW is about women finding their purpose, living in their legacy, and doing their soulful work, the memos that come your way are straight from my heart or experiences. Storytelling is one of my favorite things to do and to be a recipient of because it's how we learn more about ourselves and each other. So take a listen to this letter. This week's piece is called Speaking the Truth, Your Truth, and Our Truth to Heal This World. Happy Monday to you. Thank you for your patience as we switch things up here, going from weekly blog posts, which have been the norm forever, to bi-weekly. I'm building up a community for women because it's on my heart, and that means this solopreneur needs to rebalance how operations go from here. Bonus, if you want more of me and identify as an LGBT+/queer woman, join the party and click here to get on the wait list. More details will be coming soon. Today we're talking about truth-telling, and not just truth-telling for your own well-being, though that's handy, but doing it for collective growth and betterment. Let's share a backstory first and then talk about why it's important. What happened? The backstory. I attended a women's conference last year where I left a session prematurely because I was about to lose it in the chat. The summit was about building women's confidence and more, which is absolutely important. No denying it. But when I made a comment about patriarchy and men, the speaker responded with a comment about how we need to consider it more like masculine or feminine energies instead, or something like that. Well, it's been months since I've attended, and I won't be attending again because of this. This topic is still relevant to this day. The reason why I left early is because we do not need more spiritual bypassing, toxic positivity, or whatever words you wish to use. And to be honest, my respect for these facilitators went down a few notches because of this, and they definitely needed more women of color in their speakers list. Now, they can carry on how they will. It's their right to do so and their events. However, I want to show up to spaces that talk the talk and walk the walk. Why is this important? Because when we can't call things out with truth-telling, such as patriarchy, white supremacy, and all the isms, we will not beat them. These patterns won't change. I know, it's kind of a heavy post today, but this is what we are dealing with as women and anyone outside the, quote, status quo norms. Why does this matter? As I'm burning my keyboard up typing so fast, I'll repeat. We can't shift this world and patterns if we don't call things what they are with truth. Yes, we can call these situations shadows or imbalances, but the reality is that the bros have a massive advantage in this world because of patriarchy, white supremacy, and other oppressive and unjust systems. And to be honest, we white women have also walked in that privilege. Again, this isn't to suggest the, quote, masculine and feminine energies don't exist. But let's take the time to show up and raise our consciousness from an articulate, knowledgeable, and powerful position. It's important to call things what they are in the languages that we have so we can break things down, break down the systems, change what needs changing. And this includes our own patterns, but that will be another blog post. Please note, we can do this while not boxing in our existence, multidimensionality, and fluidity. Labeling or calling systems out can have an ebb and flow, but that doesn't mean we don't try. It's important to not justify inequitable realities through fluffy language, which I'd argue continue to hide the shadowy work we all need to do. So, what do? We begin to assess it from a deeply empathetic and active heart. We call out these issues, show up for each other, and come together to change what needs changing, not just for our own individual sakes, but for all of our sake. I'll chat with you again in a couple of weeks. Let me know how this story resonates with you. You can always drop a comment below. And if you want more tips and direct connection, join for free the FSW Circle to get the weekly wisdom in your inbox. If you're ready to ditch soul-sucking work and what doesn't align with you and shift towards soulful living and work-life balance, you need the Zone of Purpose Blueprint, my signature program. You can sign up for both at FeminineSageWisdom.com. And as always, if you have any questions or comments, leave them below or contact me one-to-one. I'll chat with you soon, and bright blessings on you. Again, my name is Virginia James, and you can always find me at FeminineSageWisdom.com. I get that's a lot of I's and vowels to track, but you can also find me on LinkedIn as well. I'll see you there. And until next week, blessings on you. And remember, your wisdom is within.